Well, in many parts of regional Australia, the economy is bouncing back more quickly than in the big cities. House prices are going up at a higher rate than in the metro areas, and there are plenty of jobs. But will the federal budget provide the much-needed funding for healthcare, affordable housing and the support services to get people into work? Our National Regional Affairs reporter, Jess Davis, prepared this report.
There's more to life, more space, more time. Regional Australia is ready and waiting. Visit movetomore.com.au.
There are jobs, good paying jobs in regional Australia right now, and a lifestyle like no other to be had in regional Australia right now. Big backyards, affordable homes, congestion-free traffic.
A multi-million dollar advertising campaign and the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack singing the praises of regional Australia. But will the federal budget provide substantial investment outside the major cities?
David Matthews, live at Bourke and Lough. I reckon more funding for health services in the West. Yeah, I think that's a big concern.
The healthcare worker shortage across regional parts of the country remains an ongoing problem. The federal government is committing $65 million to increase the amount rural doctors are paid in what they're calling the flagship regional health announcement.
Look, I do think it goes some way towards encouraging more doctors to go and work rurally, but it's not going to be effective as a single measure.
CEO of the National Rural Health Alliance, Gabriel O'Kane, wants to see a more strategic approach to the problem.
We need to focus on the whole workforce in rural areas, so that includes nurses and allied health. And there's a whole swag of other issues that we need to address more strategically through a National Rural Health Strategy.
My name's Ian McMaster. I live in Lough on the Darling River. I'd like to see more money from the federal government or the governments to come out our way for our roads and our weirs, to get our weirs back into respected to hold more water for us out here this way.
Ian McMaster's wish will come true, with the federal government promising $22 million for new dams, and there'll be cash for roads and infrastructure, including $250 million for the Building Better Regions Fund, now in its sixth year. Regional job vacancies are at an all-time high, with more than 66,000 available across the country. But with no migrant workers, employers are struggling to fill them. Roger Fletcher runs an abattoir in Dubbo in western New South Wales.
Well, it's a challenge. We look at every angle we can come at. There's no silver bullet. We do have to bring in workers that understand Australia was built by immigration workers.
With borders closed until at least next year, employers across the country will be hoping for funding for purpose-built quarantine facilities. It's a key issue for the National Farmers Federation, as worker shortages continue to plague the ag industry. President Tony Marr.
We need to think outside the square and actually, you know, look at quarantine facilities in states. We've simply got to look at ways that we can have a long-term sustainable supply of farm work.
The NFF estimates that the cost of trade disruptions with China could be more than $35 billion over the next decade. As house prices skyrocket in regional areas and pressure on housing increases, there's also calls for funding for social housing.
There really needs to be a federal government focus on regional areas and the recovery for housing.
Julia Vidal is a researcher from the University of Tasmania.
We know that there are particular issues in regional areas that need addressing in ways that are different than we see going on in the cities. So some of the things that we would say are really important, addressing social housing in particular.
Hi, I'm Donna and I'm from Rochelle, Launceston, Tasmania, and I would like to see more funding for people who are leaving violent situations with children or by themselves, purpose-built homes, so they don't have to go back to take anything, just leave.
According to federal government figures, 23% of women in regional Australia experience intimate partner violence, compared to 15% in the city. And crisis accommodation shelters in most of regional Australia are struggling to meet demand.
Please sit up and take notice. It could be one of yours one day. It hasn't touched you yet, but when it does touch you, it's like your heart's been ripped out.
That report from National Regional Affairs reporter Jess Davis.